Well, I suppose you would have to say the Cork are favourites, heading for three in a row against the Wexford side that have been somewhat out of favour this past 3 years. They won the All-Ireland in 2002, but they haven't reached the final since. They're certainly not the team they were back in 2012. They've lost some excellent players, the likes of Catherine O'Loughlin, a fullback, star forward Ursula Jacob, you know, they're another excellent cornerback, Claire O'Connor, and the industrious Josie Dwyer at midfield. And, you know, those calibre of players haven't been replaced. But Wexford are one team that always believe they're capable of beating Cork every time they take to the field. And I think they have the belief that they have that type of belief that the likes of Kilkenny and Galway don't have. And, you know, they took Cork to a replay, semi-final replay 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They beat them in the group a group game down in Sarsfields last year. And they beat them only 4 weeks ago again. Mm. So they certainly believe that they have the capability of beating Cork. But I think that defeat 4 weeks ago was probably a blessing in disguise and a perfectly timed lesson for Cork. And I think because of that, it does give Cork a slight advantage going into the game.
Yeah, I remarked after that game, actually, that it was one of the more positive post-match assessments from Paddy, that in victory he seemed to be more critical at times. But yeah, you mentioned it was a well-timed loss for Cork, and it was a victory Wexford needed, because they'd come off the back of a shocking loss to Offaly, hadn't they?
Yeah, it was a funny group, you know, in one sense. I mean, you know, it was a shock that Offaly beat Wexford by double scores. Cork in turn beat Galway well, I think it was 3-14 to 1-5, and then Wexford come along and beat Cork. So it just goes to show that any given day anything can happen. But I think after that Wexford game, Cork were very critical of themselves. I think players and management had a long chat. They were probably overcritical. You know, it was one defeat and the conditions that day were appalling, kind of a game of two halves. They came out the following week against Limerick and they were excellent. So, you know, the defeat kind of put the spring back in their step, and perfectly timed one, as I said, because, you know, they're not coming towards the end of the championship and the knockout stages. You know, a defeat, there's nothing better than a defeat to refocus the mind. So I think, you know, that defeat would have done Cork the world good, to be honest with you.
It was a mark of the team last year, Linda, in the way that they progressed through the year and came into form at the right time. They seem to have done that again this year.
Yeah, I think they've timed it well over the last couple of years. You know, I think this is Paddy's fifth season in charge. They lost the first couple of All-Irelands. They were winning the league and losing the All-Irelands, and, you know, maybe peak at the right time or the wrong time, you know, was key to that. I think they've gone back later and later the last couple of years. But, you know, despite that, a lot of the players would still be playing at college's level. So, you know, they were certainly fit. They were still doing winter training. And when they came back, you know, they went at it slowly. And, you know, they really start to really up the ante come championship. And really, it is perfectly timed. Mm. There's a fantastic backroom team there, a large backroom team, each one very, very educated and experienced, in hurling and camogie. And, you know, I think that they really are peaking at the right time.
Yeah, and Linda, if last year's All-Ireland success was remarkable because of the team, you know, kind of being in transition because of the loss of so many senior players, what's been the mark of the team this year when you consider that there's been that continuity from last year?
Well, I think the continuity has certainly, you can see the continuity 12 months down the line. You know, the fluency of their play, how they now know each other 12 months, you know, a lot better. Their passing, their movement off the ball, their familiarity with each other, I suppose the bonding side of things as well. You can certainly see them having gelled, you know, a lot more. And it typically does take a couple of seasons. So last year's achievement was remarkable in itself. But I think from watching Cork this year, I think they're a better team. I think they look like they're more confident about what they're about as a unit. And I think, you know, to me, they're from day one, I said they were half favourites to win the All-Ireland. I know they don't like me saying that, but so I have to tone that down a bit. But you know, having said that, as I said, you know, you can slip up very easily. And if they don't bring their A game to Nolan Park next Saturday, I know it's a cliche, but if they don't bring it, Wexford are the one team that will take Cork down.
This is it. And I suppose, well, one positive way of looking at it is obviously with Cork into the semi-finals, they got to see their quarter-final opposition, but they'll have learned that day that Wexford are never beaten, because Cate Kelly at 36 years of age is pulling it out of the bag that day as Wexford beat Tip. You know, as you said already, like, Wexford will have the belief of beating Cork, but they've pulled out some big results already this year.
Yeah, you know, again, that belief is in Wexford, but and you know, Una Lacey is a key player for them as well. You know, the stats are interesting in that, you know, Cork have scored 13.75 in the five group games they had. Wexford scored 15.57, but Cork only conceded 3.42, and I think that's a testament to the fact that a lot of teams play very defensively against Cork, and they pull out their forwards. You know, they don't attack a game like they should, and Cork just sweep up in defence. Wexford, you know, they scored 15.57. They've got a lot of goals, but they haven't been getting locking up as many points. 57 points, and half of those were from frees. So, you know, if I don't think they'll get through Cork that easily. So, you know, they've been getting 2 and 3 goals in every game. They've been getting 5 against the weaker counties. You know, I'd be surprised if they got 2 or 3 goals on Cork, but they could. But if they start playing a defensive strategy and they start pulling out their forwards and pumping long ball in, then Cork, you know, then Cork will win the game. I wouldn't have any concerns. I suppose it depends on the strategy that Wexford bring to the game. I think if they play 15 on 15, and even if they just pull out one forward maybe, then, you know, Cork will have a tougher battle on their hands, I think. So, you know, but Wexford, as regards taking long distance points and shooting from outside the field, they don't seem to be doing it as much this year as they were last year. And I wonder, will that catch them on the day? Cork certainly are, you know, their fluency and their point taking, you know, even from midfield, Ashton Thompson's on in great form. Got 4 magnificent points against Limerick 2 weeks ago, 3 out from the middle of the field that were really top class, you know, and I think that's where Cork's key strengths are. You know, they've got a number of players capable of scoring from distance, and I think that'll be key for them in what could be a defensive game on both sides. Point taking will be critical to it.
It's set up to be a great semi-final doubleheader as well, because Linda would expect Kilkenny and Galway to go at it well in the other game.
Yeah, and it's hard to call that one. You know, Kilkenny hammered Galway in the league final. Galway came back and beat them only a couple of weeks ago, 1-12 to 10 points. I think Kilkenny have the better forwards, but defensively they're a bit weak. And Galway, you would expect, would be that bit more experienced. It's a hard one to call. You know, I'd probably just slightly go with Kilkenny based on their scoring power up front. But, you know, again, it can go either way.